What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, you guys definitely gave some positive feedback on the new intro and the addition of the uniqueness factor to the scoring system of the marathon. So, I said that the uniqueness factor was only going to be for the marathon. However, I've come to a happy medium. When there's a truly unique takedown with a truly unique weapon, that will get the uniqueness factor added to it. Like this article that was published on the 8th of September. Man who bludgeoned wife to deletion with a nail gun, sentenced to 40 years. Gentlemen, I'm going to file this one under tools and their uses. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! More than a year after the brutal termination of his wife, a Cyprus man has been sentenced for his involvement in her deletion. Lam Tran, 65, pleaded guilty to terminating his wife, 49-year-old Mai Tai Dang, by bludgeoning her to deletion with a nail gun at their home on Peralta Springs Lane in Cyprus on January 10th, 2022. The man is 65 years old. You give him a sentence of 40 years, he's like, okay, cool. I've got one foot in the grave. My other foot's about to hit the banana peel. Oh, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my days having three hots and a cot. Oh, well. In exchange for the plea, he let a judge decide his punishment after a pre-sentence investigation. Tran was sentenced to 40 years in prison on Thursday. Now, here is where the lawyer is going to talk greasy. And in my humble opinion, whenever a lawyer comes out and says this, they should be removed from the case immediately because it shows the bias. Quote unquote, this is a horrible termination, and it reinforces that the most dangerous time for a battered spouse is when they are trying to leave the relationship. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg announced and said, quote unquote, this woman was trying to get away from an abusive husband, and the only reason she is deleted is because he could not stand to lose control of her. Wow. Tell us you're a man hater without telling us you're a man hater. See, statements like this should get people removed from cases because at that point, they're already trying to sour the jury or potential jury. According to the DA's office, Harris County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the home after receiving a 911 call. When they arrived, they found Dang lying in a pool of her own blood, apparently beaten to deletion with a heavy pneumatic nail gun. This guy certainly hammered the point home that he was fed up. He was tired. He was no longer going to put up with her. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. Deputies report they also found Tran, who seemed to have shot himself with the nail gun several times in an attempt to self-delete after he terminated his wife. Officials said he sent quote-unquote goodbye text to loved ones before his self-deletion attempt. Tran pleaded guilty to termination earlier this year in exchange for letting a judge decide punishment after a pre-sentence investigation. Assistant District Attorney Matthew McGill said Dang had immigrated from Vietnam to Minnesota and then moved to Houston to marry Tran. They both worked at a plant that manufactures HVAC equipment. Quote unquote, they had been married 6 or 7 years, then things escalated into a cycle of domestic violation, McGill said. Oh, okay. If there was a cycle of domestic violation, where were the police reports? You see how these attorneys are doing everything they can to make him into the monster? Oh, no, 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 no. I always ask, what's the story behind the story? What really went on in that household? Quote unquote, they were scheduled for a hearing for a protective order on the very next day. And his response was that if he couldn't be with her, no one would. Once again, kicking dirt on this man's name. One question that I would have, why was she taking out the protective order? Now we know, we all here, we know, when a woman does that, she's setting up the stage to declare war on him, i.e. divorce and take his stuff. You're not fooling anybody. Come on now. We all know this. When a woman says, oh, I'm going to get a protective order. Yep, she's setting the stage. But guess what? She was not prepared for him to cut her off at the pass, which is exactly what he did with that nail gun. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. I'm going to give this a 10. Method of execution, the nail gun of nightmares. I got to give that a 25. Psychological impact. Since the police had to find that woman's rotting carcass in the house, I'm going to give that a 20. For the brutality factor. Gentlemen, a heavy pneumatic nail gun. If he would have driven the nails into her head, that would have been a quicker way to dispatch her. But oh, no, 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 no. Like I said, he hammered his point home. I'm going to give this a 35. And for this one, I'm going to give a uniqueness factor of 30. So Tran the Terrible gets a score of 120. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. If you really trace this back, you know that when it comes time for women to divorce a man, you know that, of course, the divorce court is in the background. They're coaching the woman. They're saying, oh, if you get a protective order, you can put him out on the streets. Now, that right there was, I guarantee, something that this man probably found out, and that set him off. Oh, you're going to put me out of the house that I'm paying for? Oh, no, 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 no. You're going to render me homeless? Oh, hell no. You're going to use the gun of the state against me. That is a declaration of war. And guess what? I'm prepared to fight. Remember, gentlemen, as long as you want to just sit there and take everything, take it on the chin like society wants you to do, they're not expecting you to actually retaliate. Like I said, this dude is 65 years old. He does not care. And of course, like I said, the two attorneys that kicked dirt on his name, they should have been removed from the case, because any potential jury that would have come would have already been programmed to be biased against him. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that you're going to get a leg up in divorce by jumping the gun and getting protective orders and all of that, you need to understand this clearly. The power you think that restraining or protective order has, which is fake, by the way, is going out. Feminism and the idea that you can use the utterly and totally corrupt and false Duluth model to protect you, that's going out right along with it. I constantly say this, but I'm going to keep hammering the point home. When a man is no longer afraid of the consequences of his actions, he will act. This woman was going to let the divorce court turn her against him. And guess what? At that point, she became the bane of his life. And what did he decide to do? Okay, I'll go into the cage, but I'm putting your ass in a box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.